What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our last look for this week, our Friday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Technical Table for Medications agreed to create a sub-commission to negotiate with pharmaceutical laboratories the reduction in the prices of the medications that are on the list with the 30% discount, so that Executive Decree 17 of August the 10th does not have to be extended after 6 months. Through this decree, the government ordered last month a price reduction of 170 medicines, considered the most consumed in Panama, amid protests over the high costs of these products. During this Thursday's meeting, held in the PAS room of the presidency, the table, led by Vice President José Gabriel Carrizo, announced that 95% of the laboratories of the Central American and Caribbean Federation of Pharmaceutical Laboratories have already approved the 30% decrease in the list of the 170 medicines. So did 80% of those who do not belong to this union, indicates a statement from the State Communications Secretariat. It's not perfect, but we're taking steps in the right direction, said Carrizo. For his part, the Vice Minister of Foreign Trade, Juan Carlos Sosa, explained that this subcommittee, which would be made up of the Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund, will be in charge of negotiating with the laboratories to achieve a reduction in the prices of drugs listed with that 30% discount, with the aim of defining long-term solutions. At the meeting of the technical table, the commissioners also recommended the implementation of Medicap. This is a portable that would help citizens to know the price of the medicines that they require, their availability and proximity in relation to the location of their home or where they are at the time. The platform was created by the National Authority for Government Innovation and the Authority of Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO. Luis Oliva, General Administrator of the AIG, explained that in a first phase of the portal will be updated with the ACODECO database, and in the second phase, pharmacy owners will have a user number that will allow them to enter the platform to update the prices of their pharmacies. 2 weeks after the portal was launched, training for pharmacy owners will begin, and they will be able to do it from a mobile phone or from a computer. The commissioners also recommended to President Laurentino Cortizo the regulation of Law 109 of the 12th of November of 2019, which adopts the national drug policy. With the regulation, they point out, the aim is to strengthen the local industry and attract manufacturing laboratories to settle here in Panama, which would impact access to medicines at a lower cost for the population, complying with the rational use of medicines. According to the latest report from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, 75% of patients that are hospitalized for COVID-19 do not have the complete vaccination schedule against the virus. Lourdes Moreno, National Head of Epidemiology, explained that the latest report reflects that in week 34, that's from August 21st to the 27th, 170 hospitalizations are recorded, of which 136 patients are confined in the wards and 34 in the intensive care units. Of the patients confined to the wards, a total of 101 were without the complete vaccination schedule, while of those hospitalized in the ICU, 27 did not have the complete schedule, said Moreno. She emphasized that registered hospitalizations are recurrent individuals with chronic diseases such as hypertension, cardiovascular problems, diabetes, obesity, immunosuppression, cancer, and who have an incomplete vaccination schedule. Regarding deaths from the new coronavirus since the immunization process began in 2021, she explained that the figure reaches 2,603. Now, of this total, 2,403 correspond to patients who did not have the complete vaccination schedule. That is more than 90%. And meanwhile, 200 had completed the scheme. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved on Thursday in the third debate Bill 714 that modifies and adds articles to Law 12 of 1998, which develops the career of the Legislative Service. It received 42 votes in favour and 4 against, reported Secretary-General Kibian Panay. The document was approved less than 2 years before the end of this government, but must be sanctioned or not by the executive. The proposal, presented by the PRD deputy, Raul Pineda, establishes that officials who have worked in the Assembly for 2 years will enter the legislative career, which guarantees stability. These officials will be incorporated without the need for competition. During the discussion, several pro-government deputies threw flowers at the initiative of their colleague, Pineda. According to Miguel Farovich from Molirena, this proposal seeks to ensure that legislative officials are not exposed to the political ups and downs of each five-year period. For Daniel Ramos, a deputy for the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the project does justice to those people who have been waiting for their stability now for 14 years. For his part, the President of the Assembly, Cristiano Adames, recalled that in past periods, with a stroke of the pen, they had repealed regulations related to the legislative career. Emily Garcia Miro, a PRD deputy, defended the officials, says, "In this assembly, you work, and you work hard. Here, the day begins, and, well, you don't know when it ends," she said. "We have good employees, we have ethical officials, and we do want to recognise their work. They are so good at that they deserve, like any worker in the private sector, guarantees," she added, while she was applauded by members of the Association of Officials who were in the stands. The deputies, Juan Diego Vasquez, independent, and the Panamanista, Luis Ernesto Carlos, agreed that the bill could be improved. Carlos recommended to the Association of Civil Servants that they apply the norm correctly and do not allow people who do not fulfil their functions to be included, that this law is not for those who juego vivo, he indicated. Bill 802, the reforms of Criminal Code and Criminal Procedure Code that seeks to prevent overcrowding in the country's prisons, was approved in the first debate this Thursday by the Government Commission of the National Assembly. Leandro Avila, Deputy President of the Commission, explained that the reforms are aimed at streamlining procedures, digitising them and shortening times for those persons prosecuted through the inquisitorial criminal system. He said that there are many prisoners who were sentenced in the second instance under this regime several years ago, but are waiting for the appeal to be defined, a slow bureaucratic process. With the issue of cassation, two things happen. They confirm the sentence or give you freedom, added the deputy. With this proposal presented by the President of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia Lopez, the time in which the public ministry and the court must respond would be reduced, Avila said. Panama is currently governed by the accusatory criminal system. An underwater cable will provide electricity to Isla Colón, province of Bocas del Toro, one of the most visited tourist sites in the country. The project, which is being built by the company Naturgy with the investment of $28 million, consists of a 22-kilometre section of lined submarine cables. Isla Colón is currently supplied with energy from a power plant installed on the site, operated by a generation company, and the distribution services provided by Naturgy through Edechi. In addition to conducting electricity, the cable is equipped with high-speed fibre optic cable that will help boost tourism in the province, according to the National Public Services Authority, ASEP. The arrival of the cable was inspected by the ASEP administrator, Armando Fuentes. The officials stated that the materialization of this project is the result of the commitment made by the government through the Tourism Cabinet, chaired by the Vice President of the Republic, José Gabriel Carrizo. This island, like other remote places in the country, requires a constant and efficient electric power service. With the submarine cable, for the first time, Isla Colón will be part of the National Integrated System through a double submarine circuit of 34.5 kilowatts. Fuentes highlighted, "Well, the project, which has generated the hiring of local labour and will benefit the locals, will also be the basis for the large-scale tourism development of the island, for which a total benefit to more than 3,000 clients and tourists who visit the region." This work, which began in January of 2020, has maintained constant monitoring of its progress through the ASEP and the Tourist Office, said the entity that regulates public services. A dream come true. And a goal achieved. This is what the members of the Panamanian heavy metal band Komodo experienced when they stepped on the stage of the Wacken Open Air Festival, which takes place every year at the beginning of August in Wacken, a German town in the Schleswig-Holstein region, which is considered the largest conclave in which fans of this music genre in the world meet to listen to their favourite artists and the latest musical trends. To enter and participate in the festival, the group, made up of Hugo Andrade, a vocalist and rhythm guitarist, Juan Diaz, a bassist, Carlos Owen, solo guitarist, and Miguel Yao, a drummer, had to compete with other heavy metal bands emerging in the metal battle. Although the Panamanian musicians were able to enter the contest in 2016 and advance to the Central American final held in San Pedro Sula in Honduras, they failed to win. Then they participated again in 2020, and after the impasse that the contest went through due to the COVID-19 pandemic, they finally won in 2022 during the Central American final held in Guatemala. Carlos Owens told La Prensa that the atmosphere at the Wacken Open Air Festival was characterized by inclusion, camaraderie and good vibes, feelings that prevailed, especially when the different groups gathered there exchanging their experiences regarding making music in their countries. He noted that when they began to play on stage, there was initially an audience of around about 2,000 people, but in a few minutes, the audience had doubled. It was a great experience in which we met new people and in which we had a very good reception from the public, he said. And that's it. There we go. That's our look at some of those stories here in the Republic of Panama in the news, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.